This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our Salem Media Group flagship station, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida. And filling in for me tonight is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, because I went to the doctor yesterday to get some medication to help me out with my voice and whatnot. And, yeah, I'm going to have to take some stuff here and just relax over the weekend. But anyway, so Monday morning when we do our startup, we'll be fine and dandy. But in the meantime, Kyle, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Captain.
And Frank Silvato is here. Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm doing well. You sound just the way Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer like you to sound.
Yeah, that's right. They can't understand me. Okay, well, you guys go ahead and take it away because Kyle's got some questions, and I know you're going to love it. Go ahead, guys.
Thank you, Captain, and welcome, Frank. Nice to talk with you tonight.
Absolutely. Good to talk to you guys. It's been a long, long time.
Exactly. I know. It really has been. Well, you know, I thought we'd start out, I wanted to ask you about what you think about the Mueller probe and what we're hearing that it could wrap up by February. Do you think that's going to be a straight shot to February, or are there going to be some twists and turns?
I anticipate some twists and turns, you know, and whenever you have a special counsel that's seated that isn't narrowly defined, it can go just about anywhere that the person wants it to go. We've seen that happen throughout the tenure of this investigation. some of these investigations have gone beyond the presidencies they were supposed to deal with. They say February. It'll be interesting if it happens before the ramp up to the election in 2020.
Well, you know, I hear you there, because I think the one thing, you know, whenever Mueller puts out his report, no matter what, the Democrats certainly are going to say either A, it didn't go far enough. Of course, there'll be those on TV and so forth that will build up every little thing about the report and say why this is the reason to impeach the president immediately. But others will say it didn't go far enough if it doesn't deliver, you know, collusion to them, basically.
Oh, of course. And they'll also read into things that weren't there. You know,
right.
Especially Chuck Schumer, he's a master at that, reading into things that aren't there. If you just listen to how he's talking about the quote unquote government shutdown, I mean, the planet's going to explode. So, you know, if what they don't want to hear is there, they're going to infer that it was. Obviously, they're predisposed to the outcome of this investigation. Trump is guilty. You know, so it really doesn't matter what the report says. We're going to find the report doesn't really say anything. I mean, there's nothing there. There's no smoke coming from a gun. There's no there. But they will try to infer that there is. And because they have nothing, when you come into the 2020 election, without this thing being a slam dunk, we have to impeach the president. Look at all these things that he did that are high crimes and misdemeanors. They've got nothing to run on.
Okay, right. Guys, let's take a question from Sean from Tampa, who's on the line here. Go ahead, Sean.
Hi, guys. See, I think that the new AG, whoever it ends up being, if this thing isn't wrapped up, I think this person, the new AG, is going to talk to Mueller and say, hey, look, this has gone on in private. Talk to him and say, look, this has gone on far enough. You've gone way past any kind of mandate, and you have until this date to shut it down. I don't care what you're doing. You're disrupting the country full of lies, and let's end this. I think that's what will happen.
Thanks, Sean. Okay, and guys, that's William Burns, is that right?
Right, I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
He was AG under George H.W.,
Yeah, and they wanted him to recuse himself because he made some sort of comment about the fact that the investigation had gone on too long.
Right, I know that Whitaker said something similar to that, I know, and of course they're asking him to recuse himself. But this whole thing with Mueller, I mean, can we imagine, Frank, how this would be if special counsel had gone after President Obama with as you mentioned, no narrowly defined goal of any kind, just open-ended?
Yeah, it would have been a replication of Ken Starr. You know, I mean, that went everywhere it wanted to go for as long as it wanted to go. To comment on what Sean said, the new AG can say what he thinks he wants to say, but, you know, a special counsel's been seated. His investigation is going to go as long as he wants to go.
Right,
and then,
right. And,
you know, there is no purview from the attorney general over how long a special counsel's been. That's the danger of a special counsel.
Right, and I think that's, you know, we've seen or heard a lot, so much discussion as to whether or not they should even exist in the first place, because what this special counsel seems to, the fruit of his investigation seems to have nothing to do with any kind of collusion or what the public, I think, was led to believe why this whole thing was put together. But one other question I have is, do you think Trump is at some point going to sit down with Mueller and his team, or do you think he's going to stand and say, no, I answered your written interrogatories and you should have everything you need by now?
I would hope he wouldn't. I think he should follow Giuliani's counsel. He should never sit down with these people, ever. It not only hasn't been a witch hunt, but because the scope of what Mueller can actually do and say and question and ask and the avenues he can go is not defined. It can go just about anywhere. And the Democrats would love to ask him about things like his income taxes and things that are come wholly unrelated to why this special counsel was seated. And, you know, it's the truth. Special counsels, very dangerous thing to seat.
Okay, hold the fort, guys. We're coming back right after this break. Frank Silvato and Kyle Warren, what a treat it is to have them both going on at the same time here. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All right, well, we've got a real treat for you because I've got Kyle Warren, who's been with me all night, and Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal and Underground USA, the podcast. Good morning, guys.
Morning, Captain.
All right, Kyle.
Morning, Captain.
Go ahead and take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. And, of course, with us is Frank Silvato. Frank, I was just thinking during the break, I wanted to get your thoughts on this continuing resolution that President Trump is now not going to sign, we understand. But, you know, what's going to happen with this ultimately? Is he going to get money for this wall, or is he going to find some way of calling it a fence or a steel slab or something like that? And do you think there could be any movement in there for the Democrats? I kind of tend to think not, but what do you think?
I tend to agree with you. I think Trump has put his line in the sand, and it's one of those lines that it's not like an Obama line that keeps moving either.
right, the red line, yeah.
Yeah, he said, listen, you know, I promised this, the people voted on it. I have a mandate to do it because of the election. You have to give it. Not only that, you voted on it and you appropriated money for it years ago. You know, there's a wonderful comparison video out there. I think it's by Numbers USA that shows Schumer then and Schumer now, when he was fully supportive of a wall. And today it's just because of politics. So I think, you know, when the government quote unquote shuts down, not a lot happens, but the gates to national parks close.
Right, no, exactly. And I'm glad you mentioned about the Schumer turnaround, as it were. You know, at some point, I think the Democrats really start to overplay their hand because it's so obvious that they supported this
long ago, well, not all that long ago, but in the past. But is it really just because President Trump is, that's his signature issue, he's for it? I mean, do they really believe that people don't figure this stuff out?
No, and absolutely they don't. They believe, honest to God, the Democrats believe the people have the attention span of a gnat hitting a windshield. they think as soon as the election is over, people go back to their lives and don't pay attention, and that's why they have the audacity to do half of the things they do. So when it comes to the border wall, they're hoping people don't remember back then, but social media has kind of thrown a wrench into that. When you can pull up YouTube videos and do something like that video that's out there, or you could juxtapose his statements in real time, people see the duplicity and the disingenuousness of what's happening, and they understand the politics of it. It's about defeating a president they didn't think should be there in the first place. I think we're going to see a government shutdown unless Mr. Schumer buckles. The one thing that Trump is doing that Republicans always had a hard time doing with this quote-unquote government shutdown garbage is getting out in front of the message. You know, the Democrats have always said, well, you're shutting down government. You're shutting down government. It's when they won't do something that the president says is an agenda item. It's never we're shutting down government because we don't agree with you. It's you're shutting down the government. Well, Trump in the meeting with Pelosi and Schumer came right out the Senate. You'll be shutting down government, Chuck, not me.
Well, exactly right. And one of the other things that puzzle me is the fact that obviously we have big problems on the border that aren't just the caravan, although that's a big component of it, but it's the everyday issues, drug cartels, human trafficking, of course, others who stream across the border at huge levels on a daily basis. But how can the Democrats simply sort of poo-poo all that like it just doesn't matter or something?
No, it's the politics. Anything that Trump says has to be pushed back on. But two, the Democrats controlled by the progressives now, and let's be honest, progressives have morphed from progressive to fascist. That's the only way you can look at it. They're globalists. They're open border globalists. They don't believe in borders. They don't believe in the sovereignty of the United States. They believe that countries that have prosperity and opportunity like the United States should be bled dry for third world countries as long as their oligarchic elitism doesn't get touched. So, you know, you've got people like Nancy Pelosi, who a millionaire in Congress. She's been there for, I believe, 31 years. You've got a millionaire, Chuck Schumer, who's been in the in government, I believe, 21 years. How they become millionaires in 30 years in positions where it's, you know, that you only make $150,000, $170,000,
$125,000, I don't know. But, no kidding. You know, there must be some
magic formula
there. Yeah. Somebody needs to write a book about that or something. And so,
yeah.
you mentioned about the progressives, and, of course, one of the most famous progressives now coming into the new Congress is going to be Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Well, she tweeted out about the $5.7 billion that the House now voted on, and that's going to the Senate. But she tweets out, she says, well, what if we instead gave or added $5.7 billion to teacher pay or replacing water pipes or college tuition or green jobs? I mean, really? Is that really her response to all of this? I mean, obviously, there are issues, but certainly if we simply put that money to some other thing and not put it on the border wall, aren't we still going to have all the same problems we have already?
Yeah, we are, and to teacher pay. Let's get serious here. You know, do teachers work hard? Yes, they do. Do they deserve every penny they get? Yes, they do. But their pensions have been mismanaged to the point where injecting more money into a system where the administrative field in education is so corrupt. You look at Chicago, and you look at the way that the administration of education works in Chicago, and it's, you just want to puke. So, no, you don't throw money, more money at education. You reform education at the top level so more dollars get to the classroom and then the teachers are well taken care of, including pension security. So, no, that she is the standard bearer for the Democrat Party, it says eons about the Democrat Party. This woman knows little to nothing about how things work. She defines a generation that didn't pay attention to anything but themselves the entire time. So for her to be preaching anything, and boy, if I were leadership in the Democrat Party in Congress, I'd be calling her into the office saying, you got to vet your tweets.
Right, right. Well, you know, of course, she's talking about spending money on other things, but nobody's talking about spending money on other things right now. It seems like everything is focused on the border wall funding.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens if they get into January, the new Congress is there? Do you think the Democrats are going to say, yeah, that's fine, all the other spending levels that you have are fine, we're not going to dispute anything, and we're just, you know, or will they now use their newfound negotiating power, as it were, to try to make huge changes in the budget elsewhere?
Well, we're going to get gridlocked for the last 2 years because Nancy Pelosi is going to make sure of it. Her priorities for spending will go first. The Senate, because we have the majority over there and expanded the majority over there, will push back, and you're going to have gridlock until the election when hopefully we can take back the House. That's going to be the big key in 2020 is not only taking back the House, maintaining the Senate, reelecting President Trump. But this time, I'd like to see Mitch McConnell and the people in the Senate actually affect the agenda that Mr. Trump wants with a little bit more veracity than they did this time. Because we could have done all of this with the stroke of a pen, and we didn't.
Hey, Frank, can you stick around one more segment?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, good, because Kyle's got more questions, right, Kyle?
That's right.
Okay. You got about a minute, so keep going.
Well, no, you're right about that, Frank, and certainly, you know, the one thing that the Republicans need more than anything is going to be unity.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to be able to be, you know, marching forward with the same agenda and the same ideas, because the narrative is being stolen day by day by the Democrats, by people like Ocasio-Cortez, and then, of course, all the TV people at the same time.
Yeah, it's rough enough to get traction with the narrative in Washington if you're on the right side of the aisle, to have dysfunction on the right side of the aisle like we've had the since Mr. Trump took office, with his own party trying to work against him. That's unconscionable. When you elect a president, you get behind him and support him. And they haven't done that, so hopefully we can rectify that.
All right, guys, here comes the music. We'll take a break. We'll be right back with more. We're having a political discussion. Kyle Warren and Frank Silvato, don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. In a letter to the President, Defense Secretary James Mattis has resigned. He said, quote,
because you have a right to have a Secretary of Defense whose views are better aligned than yours, end quote. The announcement comes a day after the president tweeted that he was ordering the withdrawal of all U.S. forces in Syria. And now there's word he's seeking a similar withdrawal in Afghanistan. White House senior advisor Stephen Miller insists, resignation aside, Mattis and the president got along very well.
The media that's having this hysterical reaction to James Mattis retiring is the same media in many cases, the same politicians in many cases, who cheered our nation into a war in Iraq that had turned out to be an absolute catastrophe.
Miller said President Trump was elected to get our foreign policy back on the right track. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All righty, we're back, and we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and the guy I call Mr. Politics, Frank Salvato. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Captain.
All right, take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Well, you know, Frank, I was itching to ask you about what's going on with this Judge Emmett Sullivan, who was the judge in the Michael Flynn case. So we'll be hearing about the sentencing sometime in March, it appears. But Judge Judge Sullivan also is involved with the case having to do with immigration, asylum seekers, and he's ordered, I think, six asylum seekers to be brought back to the United States. And I want to get your input on that.
No, you know, are they two separate issues? Yeah, they are. Is he active on two high-profile issues? Yes, he is. I didn't necessarily care for how he dressed down Mr. Flynn, especially since Flynn was what I believe was entrapped by the FBI. We had talked about this, Matt and I had talked about this last week when a federal investigator wants to trap you in something, they've got a whole arsenal of questions they can ask you to get you to juxtapose yourself, and I believe that's what happened to Mr. Flynn. As far as the judge is concerned, is he overstepping his bounds? No, he's acting within his authority. Is he being ethical? That's questionable. But we'll have to see what he does with the asylum seekers.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly right. You know, one of the things that I found that when you're looking to have asylum in this country, there's about five different things that it's really based on. It's race, religion, nationality, member of a particular social group, or your political opinion. And so it seems to me that if people are claiming that, and arguably so, and I get it, and I understand that they're under some very, very difficult circumstances, but to say that, you know, the place where I live has a lot of crime or this and that, is that really a basis for asking for political asylum? In other words, to come all the way to the United States, why not ask that in Mexico?
No, that bar has to be set incredibly high. When you're seeking asylum, if you're a war torn country, and you're living in a war zone, now you've got a decent case. But just because you have let your society devolve into lawlessness doesn't mean that you're not obligated to stay there and fight to make sure the lawlessness is vanquished. You just don't get to throw up your hands and say, "Well, I guess my country isn't working anymore. I need asylum because I feel persecuted at home."
Right, no, right, exactly. And these are folks that we've seen come. Yeah, exactly. Well, we've seen these folks come from Honduras, El Salvador, for example. But now it seems that some of these folks are actually finding it to be okay in Mexico. They look like they might be able to get a job there, and that seems to me to be they've made it to safety kind of a thing. They don't need to walk 1,000 miles to the United States border.
Absolutely, and that's what the judge should cite. We are seeing evidence of people being able to find jobs there. We're not seeing genocide at the border. We're not seeing mass killings. We're actually seeing people being able to thrive. So where is the hardship? And that should be the question that the judge asks. Where is the persecution? Where is the hardship? Just because you decided to leave your country, which was not Mexico, we're seeing you being absorbed into Mexico, a lot of the people who are migrating up there. So you're going to have to prove the hardship.
Right, exactly. And then at the same time, those who really do want to come to the United States don't have to come to the United States illegally. They can, use the actual legal track. There's no prohibition to immigrate to the United States, but I think, and this is what's lost so much, I think, on so many in the public, who sort of, just hear the one side from the far left, but somehow illegal immigration is good, it's noble, it's something that has to be allowed to go on all the time, otherwise we're bad people. I don't buy that.
Yeah, it's as if the left is saying that if you went the legal route, you're a sucker.
Right, right, that's a good way to put it.
And you listen to the people who have come here legally and done the process and gone through the process and assimilated. They're proud of what they've done. They're proud to be American people. They're proud to be American citizens. They understand the melting pot concept and e pluribus unum of becoming one out of many. So when one of the factions in our political system just raves about illegal immigration and we should open the borders to anybody, it's a slap in the face for people who came here legally.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. And but you're right. The idea of, from many one, the idea these days is, of course, no, stay in your own group and don't assimilate and, don't assimilate into the culture of the United States. Don't become an American. Bring your country of origin here. And that isn't the way it's supposed to be at all. But for some reason, I think progressives actually sort of want that so that I suppose it's easier for them to try to impose, their own ideology on America.
Well, this is how they control the masses. If you keep them separated, you can gin up discontent in any one faction anytime you would like. And when you pit one against the other, especially if you're using class warfare to do it, it's easy to orchestrate the timing necessary to have two, three, or four different groups angry just about the time of an election.
Right.
And this is how they gin up the base. It's all negative politics. We need change, change, change. That's all you've heard for the last every election cycle going back to, well, I'm going to say Nixon.
No kidding. And a good question to those who that was to whom that was preached to, basically, did you really get any change? And I think the answer would be no. You know, it's
no.
Stays the same. Yeah.
Take a look at the Clinton years. Take a look at the Obama years. The only change that happened is that it cost more to be an American.
Right.
We paid more in taxes. We saw this insane jump in healthcare prices because they tried to manipulate our thought process into believing that socialized medicine was a good thing. It is not. You know, so whenever they get into control, and especially when they control the Senate and the House as well, the cost of being an American, the cost of our lives each and every day skyrockets.
It certainly does, and maybe that's why we're starting to hear this whole thing these days about, don't worry, everything is going to be free when we take over, that kind of thing.
And this is where the Cortezes of the far, far left, the fascist left, just don't get it. Nothing is free unless you're stealing from somebody. And all you have to do is look at Venezuela and the former Soviet Union to understand that socialism does not work. And it's like what Margaret Thatcher said. Sooner or later, you run out of other people's money, and then the whole thing comes tumbling down.
Exactly right. But I think what's happening these days is you have a lot of young people who are being told a particular lie about that. It sounds good. The big bad capitalists are ruining everything, but yet they don't understand how the market works, how goods are made and demand works and these kinds of things. But all they hear is, hey, everything's going to be free and I get to look at my cell phone all day. And that sounds like a pretty good deal, but they're being really shortchanged by these progressives.
Oh, of course. That's the indoctrination process that our higher education has started to fall under. Progressives at the turn of the 20th century knew they had to control two things. They needed to control the media, and they needed to control the education system. Once they stopped teaching economic literacy in schools, and this goes all the way down to grade school. When I was in grade school, we learned about how to balance a checkbook and how to maintain a bank account and everything else. We started our economic training then. It doesn't happen these days. So we don't have any economic literacy when it comes to the benefits of capitalism versus the confinement of socialism. And when you look at the people who are teaching about the brilliance of socialism in our institutions of higher learning, they're talking about an ideology based on a failed theory, but they fail to teach that it failed. So you have
right.
These people saying the theory is wonderful. Everybody gets everything. It's kumbaya. We live in everybody's equal. We just dance and be happy. We can all be artists like Nancy Pelosi said we could.
All right, Frank, we'll talk to you on Monday morning. Thanks a lot for hanging in there. The extra segment. Stay low.
No problem. Stay low, my friend. See you later, Kyle.
Thank you, Frank.
All right, and Kyle, you'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. I know you got some questions for him. So, folks, don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch continues.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of NutraMedical.com. Announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NUTRI, Medical, MEDICAL.com or call our order line 888-212-8871.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All righty, and welcome back. I've got my good friend Kyle Warren working with me tonight. And Kyle, say hello to Chris Markowski.
Well, thank you, Captain. Hi, Chris. Good morning.
How are you?
I asked you how you are, but go ahead, take it away, Kyle.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Captain. Hey, Chris, you know, we've seen a lot going on in the stock market yesterday. One wonders what it's going to look like today, but we're hearing words like bear. We're hearing things like this is the worst December since 1931. They're worried about global slowdowns and trade wars. Can you help us make sense of that this morning?
Oh, you're pretty much you're spot on in all your statements. I mean, there's nothing you said there that was inaccurate. I don't know whether, you know, again, nobody knows what the markets are going to do over the day-to-day type of situations. I've seen some things today in regards to the type of sell-off that we've had and comparing it back to 87 and also going back to, you know, the fall of Lehman Brothers, going back to 2008. You know, some of the things that I believe in that, you know, are always consistent is that these things will happen. Expect them to happen from time to time and take advantage of them when they do. There's no underlying weakness or issues with our economy like we had back in 2008 and 2009. Some people talking about a global slowdown. And, yeah, you know, maybe things are not going to grow as quickly. But corporate earnings are great. Our economy is fine right now, so it shouldn't be a problem. So, again, a lot of these things are natural. And if you are a long-term investor, which should be the only type of investor there is, unless, of course, you're one of those computers on Wall Street, the quants that are going in and out, you take all of this and you ride it through. It's not a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I appreciate that. Yeah, I heard Steve Mnuchin speaking earlier yesterday saying, you know, that taken in context, the U.S. economy is growing. It's on track to keep growing. It's going to grow better than other economies around the globe. And so it really wasn't this big total crisis. But it's interesting, as I mentioned, those words that people mention, like bear and this kind of stuff, start comparing it at 1931. And then also we hear the word recession. You know, are we coming up on a recession? Is it just going to be happening, you know, very soon? Is it going to be this year or by the end of 2020? So it seems like there's a lot of alarm being raised. But you're talking about the idea that no, this is, we're actually, you know, it's not as bad as it's being made out to be.
Well, listen, no one likes, you know, look, getting up and, you know, every single day and watching the markets go down, and you can't really make rhyme or reason out of it. That's not a good thing. It's not a good thing for confidence either, because recessions can sometimes be self-inflicted based upon perceptions. And, you know, that's an issue as well. So, you know, no one likes to see anything, but they happen. Recession is defined as two quarters in a row of negative economic growth. I don't see that happening anytime soon. Really don't, outside of major, major type of a trade war, situation. But, you know, other than that, I mean, again, we've had recessions before and we've gone through recessions before, even if it were to occur. All of these things are natural. They're going to happen from time to time. This is why we try to explain to people that you have to have at least a 5-year time frame when it comes to money that you put into the stock market. You're going to look, you know, back, you know, 5 years from now, people won't even remember what happened in December of 2018, 5 years from now. You try to go back 5 years from today, what was going on in the market, you're not going to remember. It's hard for me to remember even this past year. This year was extraordinarily volatile in the markets, the ups and downs that we saw this past year, and trying to keep track of it all. Because, again, you know, basically what it is the stock market is just basically a judgment of the world's greatest companies, biggest companies that are out there and what the values are at that point in time. What else is going to come down the pike, basically? You're going to have these things where we're starting to see retrenchments to the downside. You take advantage of them, you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what about the Fed and hiking rates? Is that contributing to this? And is that something that that people are going to say, well, this is going to continue, so I better get out of the market, that kind of thing?
Well, if you need to get out of the market, because you're worried about the volatility, you shouldn't be in the market in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
shouldn't be in the first
place. Well put. Yeah,
you got way too short of a period of time frame, and then trying to judge this. I don't know what the Fed is going to do next. There's been arguments on both sides of the aisle, and whether or not the Fed should be raising rates or not. I don't have the right answer. I'm a big believer in just markets in of themselves, and I really don't, quite frankly, think we need a Federal Reserve. I think get rid of this nonsense and let interest rates, you know, fall where they may. But, you know, and it's interesting. He raised rates, but money, you know, basically flowed into, you know, Treasury securities, and interest rates went down. So, you know, it's kind of an inverse type of situation when he does go ahead and raise rates. But again, you know, it's difficult to fight the Fed. I don't know what they're going to do moving forward, but I do know that they've definitely watched, you know, the market's gone down over, you know, 1,400 points since he made his announcement. So he's paying attention to that. I know that. But you know, we'll see what happens next.
Well, exactly right. And, you know, it seems to me that, again, you know, a lot of these things get exacerbated, like the trade war with China. I have a feeling that, or the possible trade war, you know, ongoing with tariffs and these kinds of things after this 90-day stand down is over. But it seems to me that President Trump is going to be, one of his top priorities, obviously, is to get to some deal, because in reality, the Chinese want a deal as well.
They do. But again, this is part of the issues as well. This is causing part of the volatility. We keep uncovering, you know, malfeasance and, whatnot coming out of China in regards to intellectual property theft, a story in regards to Hewlett Packard that just came out with them hacking into Hewlett Packard, not only trying to steal their information, but the information on their clients. This is an issue, and it has to be dealt with. And you know, if the markets are going to have to be volatile and take it on the chin for a while, so it can be dealt with, that's fine. Sometimes you got to take a couple steps backwards to take many steps forwards. We cannot allow our ideas, our technology, to be stolen by another nation or used by another nation without proper. You know, you got to pay for this stuff. I mean, it's you have to be compensated. We're a nation of inventors. We're a nation that builds things and creates things, and we can't have our ideas stolen.
No, very, very well put. Very well put. Because that goes into the mix. Because people hear things on the news, China this, China that, Trump is doing this, Trump's bringing on this war, this trade war, as it were, and then they have this they don't have the full picture. But what you're talking about is much more fleshed out on things.
Well, listen, I want to do business with China just as much as everybody else does. They got 1.3 billion people there. That's a big market. But we have to understand that, man, we put a lot of money into research and development and whatnot here, and we should be compensated for that. And our ideas shouldn't be stolen.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Chris, got to let you go. You got 10 minutes so you go on the air. So thanks. Have a great weekend.
You too. Have a good one.
All right. Now, Kyle, you've had an interesting evening tonight.
Yes.
Comments?
Absolutely. No, it's been a real honor to be part of it for the whole show tonight, Captain. Absolutely.
And you've heard a lot of different callers. You've interviewed a lot of different people. You found out what goes on for sure. I know some nights you get to listen, but some nights you don't. But tonight you were a part of the show, and I thank you very much.
No, it's my honor. It's absolutely any time, Captain. And everybody out there is absolutely pulling for you, praying for you. You get better, and we just wish you the best. I know everybody does.
Well, I started the medicine last night, so that's a good thing. And then they gave me a shot of B12, and that's a good thing. So, you know, a couple of days, I'll be fine.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, there's just a lot going on, and it's been a very interesting evening. Absolutely.
All right. Well, last words?
Well, I just I think that what we're seeing going on with this possible shutdown, you know, the tale will be told by tomorrow night and or by later tonight, because it is actually tomorrow already. It's Friday. And so we're going to see just who blinks when and where the public opinion goes. That's going to be the interesting thing to watch.
12 noon's the event. 1:30, 2 o'clock, we ought to know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right. I'll see you on Monday.
Sounds good, Captain. Take care.
Thanks. All right. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, and we always appreciate everything he does for us. And again, it's all about America here in this program. All about America. That's what we do. And I'll be back tonight on tape because I'm taking tonight off. So I'll see you Monday morning. Bright and early on all these stations and a brand new affiliate in San Antonio.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
I got Obama pop.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.